Hello, I'm Jim Gravel, WXEY Radio, 101.7 FM, Kane Community Radio. I'm going to do an interview here today with Susie Meyer Page and Julie Cleland with CASA of McKean County. I'll start with giving each the opportunity to tell us how you're involved with CASA.
This is Susie Meyer Page, and I am the executive director of CASA and have been with the organization for about 2.5 years.
And I'm Julie Cleland, and I'm on the board of directors, the advisory board. So I volunteer my time with CASA in trying to help the agency reach out and get volunteers and raise funds and effectively advocate for children in need in McKean County.
And I know you're both active in the community and the county in many ways, including we all, the three of us, serve on Art in the Wild's board.
Yes, and, we do.
It's been a pleasure to do that for quite some time. Can you tell me a little bit about what CASA is and the services that it provides?
So CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates for Children, and CASA volunteers are specially trained citizen volunteers who are appointed by the Juvenile Dependency Court to advocate for abused and neglected children. And how they go about doing that is they gather pertinent information about the child's circumstances and interviewing people that are associated with the child. So that could be the CYS caseworker, it could be a school teacher, the family, foster home. So gather all that information and then put in a court report that then is submitted to the permanency review, that is then submitted for court hearings for that family and child.
What are the requirements of becoming a CASA volunteer?
So the main ones are volunteers need to be at least 21 years of age and undergo background checks, which includes fingerprinting. Once they apply, there's an interview process, and then they complete 30 hours of training. We're just wrapping up a class right now. Once they get trained, they get appointed a case. After they get sworn in, they actually get sworn in by the judge. And then they get a case and go from there.
Now, what type of a case would a volunteer work with?
So we work solely with children that are in the custody of CYS because of abuse and neglect. So some of them may be in a foster home, or they could be in a residential placement, or some of them are still in their home of origin. And so the goal is always to return the child to their family. So that's always one goal. But if after a period of time, the child's family is not able to do what they need to make the necessary changes, then they look at termination of parental rights and adoption. And the CASA is there through that whole process. We stay with them through the termination of court supervision.
So you were formed in 2014 and have been serving children since 2015. How many children have you helped or families have you helped since then?
The latest number I came up with or found was 85 children since that time. And we've trained 50 volunteers with two new ones coming real soon.
And a question I wouldn't have asked 2 years ago, but how has a pandemic affected the program?
So initially it was, I think financially there was a drop initially. But, we have not been getting as many inquiries for volunteering during the pandemic. Kind of understandable. Someone might not want to start an experience like that during the pandemic. But we also are seeing that COAS is seeing some anecdotal information that there's more cases, though, happening because during the quarantine, those adults like teachers and daycare providers weren't around those children. So there's definitely still the need.
And when we say 50 volunteers have been recruited, sometimes a volunteer, after finishing a case, will take a break for reasons, maybe their job changed, maybe their family circumstances changed, and, they may well come back and still advocate at a later date, but that number's fluid.
I'm sure you've had a positive impact on many children and families, and can you give us any examples?
So, and this is some national statistics that children that have a CASA do better significantly academically, and that's because we're monitoring their academic progress. 50% of the children don't re-enter the CYS system because we really work at trying to get that a permanent safe home for them that's going to, you know, last.
They spend about approximately seven and a half months less in the foster care system. That's a national statistic of CASA children, CASA's kids who have a CASA advocate.
Yeah, not to mention the single stories that must be really heartwarming.
I was going to say, locally there's some stories that CASA has definitely helped out with getting a child adopted in a more timely manner, that in getting them out of a situation where they were living that wasn't very good. So yeah, there's more, but that's definitely, yeah, lots of stories, good stories.
I'll bet. Certainly, contacting you is step one, but before that, or after that, then the first step is training. Mm. Do you have a training class scheduled coming up?
So we're just wrapping up one right now, and then the plan is to do another one in the fall. We usually do a spring and the fall one. The thing is, we are always looking for volunteers so people can apply anytime, and we'll get you into the next class.
And in Kane right now, we have 4 active volunteers. And I just want to note, 3 of those volunteers have full-time jobs. So what they're doing for CASA and their CASA child is above and beyond their full-time job. And the one retired, like many of us who are retired, has a really long to-do list each day. So, but this is an opportunity not just for retired people, but for people who really want to impact the life of a child.
And I would like to point out also that it's, you know, the expectation is that you meet with the child. And that right now that could be virtually or by the phone, you know, with the pandemic. But that you meet with them at least once a month. And then you spend the rest of that, the time talking with those people I mentioned earlier, CYS, caseworkers, schools, etc. So it's a manageable amount of time. And as Julie said, there's obviously people that are working full-time, and we have other volunteers that are working full-time. And there's also a ton of staff support. Myself and Jessica London, who's the advocate supervisor, try to help, you know, be as helpful as possible with the volunteers, too.
That's right. The volunteers, that's an important component of the program, is the supervision that the volunteer advocates get. Jessica and Susie, you're the executive director, but you supervise some of the volunteers,
yeah, right,
as well.
Correct.
And Susie's background is in mental health counseling. Mm-hmm. And so the advocate volunteers can call anytime and get support. And there's all kinds of online training that goes on afterwards that, you know, they can access. Just got an email from Jessica today, as a matter of fact, that goes out to the volunteers and the board, and board members are encouraged to kind of follow this too, of an in-service that's on video by a child development specialist that gives insights into how to interface with kids.
All right, well, here's where we ask our listeners to hurry up and grab a piece of paper and a pen, and I'm going to give you the chance to give them the procedure of getting a hold of and getting on the list.
Okay, so if you're interested in volunteering, and or we take donations also, you can go to our website, which is www.casamckean, C-A-S-A-McKean, M-C-K-E-A-N.org. Or you can also reach us by phone at 814-568-2170. And we'll make sure to help you with the process. There is an online application on our website, but if you'd rather do a paper one or need some assistance with that, we'll definitely help you.
Well, it's been a pleasure speaking with you. Is there anything either of you would like to add?
I would just like to add that if we had a volunteer here, maybe next time we'll do that. Every volunteer has told me that, any hesitations they may have had, can I do this? Is it going to take too much time? Those kind of things. that once they meet the child and make a relation or have a relationship with that child, that it kind of that all goes away, and it's as rewarding for them as it is for the child.
I am sure of that. Yes.
Yes.
So, for Susie Meyer Page and Julie Cleland, this is Jim Greville signing off from WXEY Radio 101.7 FM, Kane Community Radio.